Hi, this is Jack Vaughn speaking to you for the Talking Data podcast today on Search SQL Server, and I'm with the executive editor of our group, Craig Stedman, who has just come back from the PASS conference in Seattle. We know we heard about the Azure SQL database is beginning to look a bit more like the SQL Server that's on premises. What are some of the elements that Microsoft has been working on improving that database in the cloud?
Yeah, one of the issues with Azure SQL database is that based on what Rohan Kumar, who's the head of Microsoft's data platform business, said at PASS Summit 2018 in his keynote speech, opening keynote speech, is that and actually in a follow-up a roundtable with media people and analysts. So Azure SQL Database has been good for developing or for running new cloud-native applications, but it wasn't so good for moving existing on-premises SQL Server applications over to the cloud, because it didn't lacked some of the functionality that SQL Server users are used to having with their applications. For example, the SQL Server agent job scheduler wasn't supported on Azure SQL Database. So Microsoft spent the past 2.5 years doing some development work to try to make Azure SQL Database look more like SQL Server, so for users to move their existing applications. What they've come out with is, in particular, is Azure SQL Database Managed Instance, which is an implementation of Azure SQL Database that is nearly functionally equivalent to SQL Server. So it includes things like SQL Server agent and other tools that users are SQL Server users are used to using.
And like when they say managed instance, do they manage it for you? Does the Azure Cloud manage it for you?
Yeah, I mean it's a cloud database service, so it runs in the cloud, and I think as users would still be doing things like tuning their databases and optimizing their indexes, but things like patches and sort of, you know, configuration and sort of basics, you know, basic tasks would be handled by the by Microsoft as part of the cloud service. And so the managed instance version of Azure SQL Database was it first became available in October, generally available in October in a sort of a general purpose version. And now Microsoft at PASS Summit announced they're going to release a business critical version of managed instance in December that will support kind of, you know, mission critical, high end mission critical, heavy-duty processing applications, SQL Server applications in the cloud.
So that includes high availability, compute redundancy. I'm reading, of course, from a blog that Rohan Kumar put out. I was interested to see, you know, you talked about the limitations that the previous cloud database had, and that has to do around capacity, too. And they have now hyperscale service tier?
Right, yeah. So previously, Azure SQL Database was limited to you can only run databases of up to 4 terabytes in Azure SQL Database. Actually, initially it was 1 terabyte, and then then they increased it to 4 terabytes. But 4 terabytes in this day and age is a pretty, not a huge database.
Right.
So now with hyperscale, which they made available in a preview mode in October, that basically pretty much wipes away the limitation. They've said that they've tested it with up to 100 terabyte databases, but theoretically, you could run larger data. They said there's really no limit to the size of the database you could run. So one DBA who I talked to at the conference noted who's using Azure SQL Database, but he said that one of the issues they've had is that they've at his company is that they have sort of dozens of little databases with data spread around between them because of that 4 terabyte limit that was in place before. And then also there's some applications that they haven't been able to move over to Azure SQL database because of the size restriction that was in place before. So now he thinks he'd be able to put the data all together in one place, and for some of these databases that they've had to split between separate database instances.
Okay. And then, of course, coming back down to Earth on the premises, SQL Server 2019. We're not in 2019 yet, but we are starting to see what that's about, announced a little earlier, but discussed at PASS conference too.
Right. Yeah, so SQL Server 2019 was first, the first preview release of that was released in September of 2018. And at the PASS Summit, Microsoft announced that version, the second preview release, so 2.1, CTP 2.1 of SQL Server 2019 is going to come out in December. And so some of the features that they're adding in that are including you'll be able to run deploy R and Python apps inside of big data clusters that you can now build in SQL Server 2019. That's one of the big features that they've added in SQL Server 2019, or that's being added in SQL Server 2019, is the ability to set up big data environments that also incorporate the Spark processing engine and the Hadoop distributed file system for storing data as part of a SQL Server environment. So with the new preview release, you'll be able to run R and Python applications, and then there's also some other features for like improvements in more intelligent query processing and other additions as well. And Rohan Kumar at the event at the conference said that they're looking to put out a new preview release on a monthly basis, and then hoping to get feedback from users so that then they can roll some of the feedback back into development for the next, for the upcoming releases. And so he's basically saying that there's going to be a trickle effect of new functionality being added to the database on an ongoing basis to SQL Server 2019 before it eventually becomes generally available in its full release.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if machine learning, the type of advanced analytics we're associating with Python and R, and this newfangled Hadoop and Spark, certainly been around a while, but it may be going mainstream if it can become part of a mainstream platform like SQL Server. And you kind of touched on this, but what we are seeing is a whole different pace. We used to wait a couple, 2-3 years for new editions of the databases to come out, and we've seen a quick jump from what was available in September to what's going to be available December 1st. And I think you sort of walk away from PASS and you think, well, the pace is picking up in the database.
Yeah, well, in fact, that's one thing that Rohan Kumar said at the conference, which is that they're developing at a much quicker pace than Microsoft is developing SQL Server at a much quicker pace than it did in the past. So SQL Server 2019 will be the third release of the DBMS in 4 years. There was SQL Server 2016, then SQL Server 2017, and now there's going to be SQL Server 2019. So one thing is, you can end up with a lot of different versions of SQL Server installed in organizations. Going back, back to SQL Server 2008, and when you look to upgrade databases, then you have sort of multiple options. So you can complicate this idea as Tim Ford, who's a PASS executive board member and a DBA himself at MindBody Inc. I did a Q&A with him before the conference, and that was one of the things that he said is that DBAs have to know now more you know, what features are in which version of SQL Server, and what features, you know, their individual different applications that they're running might need, so that they, you know, like for some applications you might need to upgrade to SQL Server 2017, others maybe SQL Server 2016. I mean, it's the pace that they're putting out new versions can complicate some upgrade decisions. Also, however, there is you know, SQL Server 2008 and 2008 R2, Microsoft is going to end extended support on those two versions of the database in the middle of 2019. Which, so this whole the whole upgrade issue is going to become more prominent, because there's still a lot of organizations running those the 2008 versions of the database, and they're either going to have to upgrade their systems or take a chance on running unsupported systems once the extended support ends. Which also, to go back to what we were talking about at the start, sort of makes the Azure SQL database upgrades that Microsoft has been doing sort of more timely, because with the managed instance technology, now the cloud Azure SQL database could be a more viable option for organizations that are running SQL Server 2008 or 2008 R2 and need to upgrade. Whereas before, they probably couldn't have would have been harder for them to use the cloud.
Well, I know we'll be looking at the ins and outs of upgrades with that turnover that you described there. There's a lot to keep an eye on. I'm glad you were able to go over a lot of this with us today. Thank you for joining us on the Talking Data Podcast.